I'm Megan McLeod, WRPR News. After a winter filled with harsh storms and record-breaking snowfall along the East Coast, Garden State has found itself waging war against an army of dangerous potholes. With signs warning of statewide pothole repairs blinking up and down highways, drivers are faced with a mix of congested detours and deep road fractures. Rob Crane of Caldwell is one of many people who have had to suffer through costly repairs on their cars as a result.
Rob, can you tell me a little bit about the tailpipe incident?
For some time, I had noticed a rattling sound coming from underneath my car, but I didn't know what it was. Turned out, it was my tailpipe and muffler. They fell completely off one day while I was running over a pothole.
Damaged tailpipes aren't the only things concerning drivers. Hubcaps line the sides of highways, serving as a precaution to others to keep a wary eye on the road. However, drivers can still frequently be seen pulled over to the shoulder, removing mutilated tires in exchange for a spare. Julia Sloan of Caldwell had a similarly frightening encounter while driving along a damaged roadway.
I was driving my two younger sisters to volleyball camp, and we were out on Bloomfield Ave just about by the Home Depot when we hit something. We weren't sure what, and there was a loud bang, and the radio cut out for a minute, and we weren't sure what had just happened. And I managed to drive all the way to volleyball camp and all the way back home before realizing that we had a flat tire, and it had basically popped the tire from that pothole.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Although there has been much complaint concerning the overwhelming number of potholes along the roads, maintenance crews have been working tirelessly to patch them up to avoid further incidents. I had the opportunity to speak to Gerard Paris, captain of the West Caldwell Police Department, to talk about the construction and the destruction that surrounds this issue.
With far as repairing potholes, what we do is we document and notify the county highway, who for county roads would come out and make all these repairs, and we'll notify our local DPW for the township roads, and they will go out and they will make those repairs. But as far as the police department's involvement is, it's just documenting and notifying these people who make the repairs.
And have you heard much about damage to cars resulting from the potholes?
For us, we only had one recorded incident in the last 2 months where directly related to a pothole damage. I'm sure there are many, just we don't, they don't necessarily always call the police department, they may call their insurance company. But as far as any other damages, no, we're just aware of it because we drive the roads also and we see them and we drive over them, unfortunately.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
The condition of New Jersey's roads may currently be patchy, but with the repair crews working diligently statewide, we look forward to seeing safer, smoother driving conditions in the near future. I'm Megan McLeod, WRPR News.